This is lesson 15 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Bikurim. And today we will study Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin and Ches, the third Perek, the seventh and the eighth Mishnah. We learned yesterday in Mishnah Vov that the person who brought the Bikurim holding his basket would recite the psukim in Parshas Kisovo, beginning with Higadeti Hayom Hashem Elokecho, and reading the entire Parsha. So the Mishnah Zion says, Borishoino, in the original times, Kol Misha Yidei Al Likros Kore, whoever knew how to read, could read, would read. V'chol Misha Eino Yodei Al Likros Makrinoso, person who was illiterate and could not read Hebrew, could not read Lashon Kodesh, so someone else would read it for him and he would recite after the person who read it for him. Now the halacha is that the parsha of Mikra Bikurim must be read in Lashon HaKodesh, must be read in our Hebrew language. And this is based upon a Gzeras HaKosuv, that in with reference to Bikurim, the Pasuk says, V'yoniso v'yomarto, and the Gemara Maseches Sota learns, Mishnah actually in Maseches Sota learns, that wherever the Torah tells us V'yoniso or V'yonu, V'yomru, it must be in Lashon Kodesh. So a person who could not read Lashon Kodesh, Makrinoso, someone else would read it, and he would pronounce it after the reader. However, Nimnu Umilohovi, those people who are Eineo de Alikros, who did not know how to read, became embarrassed, and they stopped coming, they stopped bringing. Hiskinu Sheyu Makrin Esmisha Yodea, Esmisha Eineo Yodea. So the Takona became that there would be a Makri, a person who would read for everyone who brought Bikurim. You didn't read it yourself, someone else got up there and said, Higadati Hayom, and you repeat it after him, Higadati Hayom. Someone else said, Arami Ovedovi, and you repeat it after him, Arami Ovedovi. In this way, no one was embarrassed. Continuing with Mishnah Ches, Ho Ashirim, those people who were wealthy, Mevi'im Bikurehem Bikuloso Shel Kesef Shel Zohov, would bring their Bikurim in baskets of silver or gold. Excuse me, the Mefarshim say that they weren't actually of silver and gold, but rather they were decorated or layered with silver and gold. Now the Pasuk requires that the Bikurim be brought in a basket. As the Torah says, V'samto batene, you should put it in a tene. Tene is some type of a container, a basket type container. So the rich people would bring it, Biklaso shel kesef shel zov. V'ho'aniim, the poor people, mevi'in also b'salei nitzorim, would bring it out of baskets out of weeds or reeds, that they would weave together in the manner that we see baskets made today, woven together from long strands of grass or straw. And the nitzorim or shel arova kalufa, they were from a arova tree, a willow tree peeled. So these were the peelings, the scrapings of willows. V'hasalim v'habikurim nitonin l'kohanim. The baskets and the bikurim both were given to the kohanim. Now, the Gemara tells us that indeed, the Gemara Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Tzadik Beis, that the salim bikurim, the baskets along with the bikurim were given to the kohanim only by the aniyim. The ones who brought these reed baskets, they would give the reed baskets to the Kohen. However, those who brought the Rashirim, the wealthy people who brought it in silver or gold baskets, they would not leave their gold or silver baskets with the Kohen, but rather they would take it with them themselves. The Gemara Maseches Bava Kama says a famous statement that from here we see Bosar Aniyo Azla Aniyusa, that poverty pursues the poor. Here's this poor fellow he brought to be kudim with his basket. So if he loses the basket, it goes to the kohen. Whereas the rich fellow, he gets to keep the basket. There's a beautiful approach to this in the Malbim, in the Torah, commenting on this, on the Tesefta actually, the Yali Sifro rather, which describes some of these halachos. Sifri. And in the Sifri, and there the Malbim explains that the Sifri is reflecting here the fact that the Aniyim give the baskets, and the Kohanim do not give the baskets. It is a special zechus for the Aniyim. What does it mean? So the Malbim says very beautifully, the Oni, the poor person, he made the basket out of his own handiwork. Whether he was a craftsman or not, he knew how to weave together a basket. So he did it by the dint of his own physical efforts, his own labor. And you know, when you do something yourself with your own hands, it has special, special chashivus, special, special preciousness to you. However, the wealthy person, he didn't make this gold or silver basket. He hired someone, paid him a few dollars, and had the person decorate the basket with silver, with gold, whatever he did there. But it wasn't his own handiwork. So therefore, the Oni's basket is much more choshuv, and that gets to be given to the Kohen as a zechus for the Oni. The Kohen accepts something which is so special. However, the richer person who just bought it, it's almost a bizui mitzvah. It's almost shameful. What are you giving me? Something you went out and bought in the store. I don't need it, the Kohen would, so to speak, say. And the person who brought the Bikurim, the rich person, would get to keep it. Based on this, says the Malbim, we understand why a takana was not made. Just like we saw in the previous Mishnah, that a takana was made not to embarrass the person who couldn't read. Why not make a takana here not to embarrass the poor person? And have a takana that everyone has to bring baskets out of reeds. So the Malbim says, because we want the Oni to be able to bring his poor basket which he did in his own hands, as a way of his being able to give the toil of his labors, direct labors, to the Kohen. And there's no embarrassment in that, quite the contrary. The Oni could be proud of it. The Oshir is the one who has to be embarrassed by the fact that he didn't do it with his own hands, he had to go out and buy it. Whereas the Oni, with his own hands, made this basket l'shem mitzvah. And this concludes the Malbim, is perhaps the deeper meaning of the words, v'lokach ha-kohen ha-tene mi-yodecho. The Kohen will take the tene, the basket, from your hands, meaning mi-yodecho, from your hands, from your handiwork. You made it with your hands, and the Kohen will take it from you in appreciation of the toil that you put into this mitzvah, l'shem shamayim, l'shem mitzvah. A beautiful pshat from the Malbim on this beautiful Mishnah. And so we conclude lesson number 15.